Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Double songs, contrapuntal duets, persist on Broadway through the 20th and into the 21st century. Irving Berlin wrote more of them than anybody else, but a lot of other songwriters tried their hands.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Could any two shows be more different than Guys and Dolls and West Side Story? Yet they both arrived during the same decade. These aren't double songs. They're a triple song and then a quintuple song. Talk about showing off. From Guys and Dolls, The Fugue for Tin Horns, and from West Side Story, Tonight.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's the guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do, if he says the horse can do, can do, can do.
I'm picking Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5 to 9. But look at FS half, he waited by a half, according to this here is a telegraph.
For Paul Revere out bike, I hear his foot's all right. Of course it all depends if it rained last night.
I know it's Valentine, the morning marks look fine. Besides the jockey's brother's a friend of mine.
And just a minute, boys, I got the Phoenix noise. It's like his great-grandfather was terrible poise.
I tell you, Paul Revere, now this is no bum steer. It's from a handicap, but that's real sincere.
I go for Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5 to 9.
So make it F and half, you ain't by a half. According to this, here is a telegraph. Epitaph,
Valentine,
Paul Revere,
I got the horse.
Just in case they jump us, we're ready to miss. Tonight, we're gonna rock it tonight. We're gonna jazz it up and have us a ball. They're gonna get it tonight. The more they turn it on, the harder they fall. Well, they began it, well, they began it. And we're the ones to stop them once and for all.
Tonight, we'll have our private little mix. Tonight, he'll walk in hot and tired. So what? Don't matter if he's tired, as long as he's hot.
Tonight, tonight won't be just any night. Tonight, there will be no morning star.
On you to be there tonight. When Diesel wins it fair and square tonight, that Puerto Rican punk will go down, and Wendy's Holland uncle will tear up the town.
Tonight, so I can count on you, boy.
Tonight,
we're gonna have us a ball.
All right.
Tonight, tonight, there will be no morning star.
I'll see you there.
Walter Bobby, J.K. Simmons, and Timothy Shue with Fugue for Tin Horns, and Carol Lawrence, Larry Kurt, Cheetah Rivera, The Jets, and Sharks, Tonight. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Irving Berlin was not one for fancy talk or technical language. What most people call counterpoint, he preferred to call double songs. That's a good way to talk about them when you're looking at popular music. Writing two songs isn't especially hard for a pro, but writing them so they fit together seamlessly to accomplish something larger than the sum of its parts, that's the trick. And the result is an engaging tour de force. From Richard Adler and Jerry Ross's 1954 score to Pajama Game, John Raitt and Janice Page worked their way through the early stages of courtship. The song is Small Talk.
No, honey, I do not want a Western. Food is not uppermost in my thoughts at the moment.
I guess you want some coffee too, huh?
No, it'll keep me awake. Now cut that out.
What's the matter, lover?
I don't want to talk small talk. Now that I'm alone with you, I don't want to talk small talk. We've got bigger things to do. Let's not talk of the weather or the fashions for the fall.
See, dress, the one that I have is such a mess.
Small talk.
Who will you vote for next election? How do you like the stamp collection?
Small talk. I read in a book the other day that halibut spawn in early May, and horses whinny and donkeys bray, and furthermore, the pygmy tribes in Africa may have a war.
No!
Yes! I don't wanna talk small talk.
What do you think they charge for? That the teenage kids are wilder.
Let's not talk of the weather.
One of these days I'll paint the kitchen.
Or the fashions for the fall.
Get popped and put on your light switch in.
Why don't you stop all this small talk?
Like I was saying,
I've got something better.
What I mean is,
for your lips
I was
to
only
do. And that takes no talk at all. How do you feel about me, babe?
I love you terribly.
If we both feel the same way about each other, isn't that enough?
You don't know me.
Babe, I love you.
All right. I can take it if you can.
John Raitt and Janice Page, Small Talk. A double song early in the show can set the tone of what's to come while also providing a shot of theatricality. Godspell from 1971 is very much a show of its time. It tells the story, sort of the gospel according to St. Matthew, but does so as pure theater. It lands somewhere between a musical, a revue, and a vaudeville. Judas leads the way through the Beatitudes, while Jesus promises his listeners that heaven is the ultimate reward. The number quickly turns into a soft shoe to underscore the close friendship between the two men. Stephen Nathan and David Haskell, All for the Best.
When you feel sad or under a curse, your life is bad, your prospects are worse. Your wife is crying, sighing, and your olive tree is dying. Temples are graying and teeth are decaying and creditors weighing your purse. Your mood and your robe are both a deep blue. You'd bet that Job had nothing on you. I don't forget that when you go to heaven, you'll be blessed. Yes, it's all for the best.
Some men are born to live at ease, doing what they please, richer than the bees are in honey. Never growing old, never feeling cold, pulling pots of gold from thin air. The best in every town, best shaking down, best making mountains of money. They can't take it with them, but what do they care? They get the center of the meat, cushions on the seat, houses on the street where it's sunny. Summer's at the sea, winter's warm and free, all of this and we get the rest. But who is the land for the sun and the sand for? You guessed, it's all for the best.
Some men are sad, distressed.
Yes, it's all for the...
All your wrongs will be redressed.
Yes, it's all for the...
Someone's got to be oppressed.
Yes, it's all for the best.
Like Stephen Nathan and David Haskell's performance of All for the Best, most double songs announce themselves at the end of a number. Somebody sings a song, and then somebody else sings a second song. You figure it's over. But that's when the surprise comes as the counterpoint begins. From George Gershwin and B.G. DeSilva's 1924 score to Sweet Little Devil, Danny Burstein and Rebecca Luker, You're Mighty Lucky.
Though I hate to talk about myself, babe, I would like to say a word or two. Don't believe that I was on the shelf, babe, before I met you. Lots of nifty dames were after me, babe. Some of them are nuts about me still. When you think that you're the gal that won me from the rest, gosh, I'll bet you get an awful thrill. You're mighty lucky, my little ducky, to get a guy like me. My life is Hades, evading ladies that ask me out to tea. Gloria Swanson's hot for me. Look at the stud she got for me. And Mary Pickford sent me a trick Ford and sent it FOB. Mae Murray phones me, you'd think she owns me at other girlies' flats. And both the gishes think I'm delicious. They really mean the cats. Beverly
and fry steaks for me. And Gilda Gray just shakes for me. So little ducky, you're mighty lucky to get a guy like me.
Though I know how much you hate to brag, Sam.
It's true.
I am glad you speak the way you do.
Really?
I know all the beauties that you bag, Sam, and what you go through. But you know I do all right myself, Sam. I have made some charming fellows fall. If it hadn't happened that you brought the subject up, I'd have never mentioned it at all. But you're lucky to get a girl like me, dear. Just as lucky as you will ever be, dear. For I make every fellow prove he's more than a star in movies. Kings and things are all I see. The Prince of Wales, dear, is one that I romance.
My little ducky,
like me,
to get a guy like me,
just as long.
My life is hating,
as there
are ladies that ask me out to tea.
For I make every
Swanson's hot for me. Look at the stud she got for me. And Mary Pickford sent me a trick board and sent it FOB.
I see the Prince of Wales.
May Murray Fools me. You think she owns me? At all the girlies' flats,
I'm the girl.
And both the gishes think I'm delicious.
Really,
they really mean the cats.
Charlie Chaplin, the people
know for me.
By.
And Gilda Gray just shakes for me.
So
little ducky, you're mighty lucky to get a girl like me.
Danny Burstein and Rebecca Luker, You're Mighty Lucky. There's more to a double song than entertainment value. Sometimes it comes at an important moment in the plot. A conflict begins or finds its way to resolution. A chance encounter provides an opportunity. A wealthy woman wants to learn how the other half lives, and somebody else sees it as a way to get her rent paid. Elsewhere, a Broadway producer and con man deluxe tries to enlist an innocent in his scheme to make a bundle. From Thoroughly Modern Millie, Angela Christian and Sutton Foster, How the Other Half Lives, and from the producers, Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick, We Can Do It.
This is living. This is what I call living. I've hungered for this day since heaven knows when, year after year with a secret yen. All of my prayers, all my desire, every waking moment with my heart afire. Give me the meat without the gravy. I'll take the oyster sans the pearl. Pinching pennies, clipping coupons, see a brand new world unfurl. Let me brown bag all my lunches, try my hand at canned cuisine. A Berlitz class I long to pass. How the other half lives. No 14-carat cronies, phonies, fair weather friends. I want an on the dole mate, soulmate, stormy weather friends. Pour me the milk, but hold the honey. Bring on those funny money woes. Paying Paul by robbing Peter. Lay away to buy my clothes. Summer on the Isle of Coney, winter in Hell's Kitchenette. I'll turn my dial to rank and file. How the other half lives. Poor, not me. Honey, I don't want those money woes. I'll marry Paul or Dave or Rob or Peter, so I can buy my clothes. to the privileged few, plus you know who. How the other half lives. I'm on the way up.
I'm on the way down.
It's a good thing we met in the middle.
Pour me the milk.
Pour not me.
I hold the honey. And I'll bring on those funny money woes.
I'll marry Paul or Dave or Rob or Robin or Peter.
So I go buy my clothes
and sacks.
Summer on
Midland.
The island pony. Winter in
Bergdorf's kitchen.
Don't you see, Bloom? Darling Bloom, glorious Bloom. It's so simple. Step one, we find the worst play ever written. Step two, we hire the worst director in town. Step three, I raise $2 million.
Two?
Yes, one for me, one for you. There's a lot of little old ladies out there. Step four, we hire the worst actors in New York and open on Broadway. And before you can say step five, we close on Broadway. Take our $2 million and go to Rio.
Rio? Nah, that'd never work.
Oh, ye of little faith. What did Lewis say to Clark when everything looked bleak? What did Sir Edmund say to Tenzing as they struggled toward Everest Peak? What did Washington say to his troops as they crossed the Delaware? I'm sure you're well aware.
What'd they say?
We can do it. We can do it. We can do it, me and you. We can do it. We can do it. We can make our dreams come true. Everything you've ever wanted is just waiting to be had. Beautiful girls wearing nothing but pearls, caressing you, undressing you, and driving you mad. We can do it. We can do it. This is not the time to shirk. We can do it. You won't rue it. Say goodbye to Petty Clerk. Hi, producer. Yes, producer. I mean you, sir. Go berserk. We can do it. We can do it. And I know it's gonna work. What do you say, Bloom?
What do I say? Finally a chance to be a Broadway producer. What do I say? Finally a chance to make my dreams come true, sir. What do I say? What do I say? Here's what I say to you, sir. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. That's not me. I'm a loser. I'm a coward. I'm a chicken. Don't you see? When it comes to wooing women, there's a few things that I lack. Beautiful girls wearing nothing but pearls, chasing me, embracing me, I'd have an attack.
Why, you miserable, cowardly, wretched little caterpillar. Don't you ever want to become a butterfly? Don't you want to spread your wings and flap your way to glory? We can do it.
Mr. Viola,
we can
stop
do
the song. You've got me wrong.
I'll
stay so long. I'm not as strong a person as you think.
We can do it.
Mr. Viola,
we can
just
do
take
it.
A look. I'm not
drink
a
champagne.
I'm just a schnook. The
not
bottom line is
ale.
That I sing.
Come on, Leo. Can't you see, oh?
You see Rio, I see
jail. We can do it.
Angela Christian and Sutton Foster have The Other Half Lives, and Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick, We Can Do It. Double songs can also be songs of character, especially when they also serve the plot. In How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, Robert Morse, as J. Pierpont Finch, rises through a company through a combination of charm and chutzpah. The corporate types want to stop him, but his wit is too quick. They conspire in the executive washroom while Finch looks in the mirror and sings to himself. Robert Morse and the execs, I Believe in You.
Hello, executive washroom. Oh, come on down. We're here making plans.
Gotta stop that man. I gotta stop that man. Cold, or he'll stop me. Big deal, big rocket. Thinks he has the world in his pocket. Gotta stop, gotta stop, gotta stop that man.
Oh, look at him standing there staring at himself in the mirror.
Now there you are. Yes, there's that face. That face that somehow I trust. It may embarrass you to hear me say it, but say it I must, say it I must. You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and that grin of impetuous youth. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of good, solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's the bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. And when my faith in my fellow man all but falls apart, I've but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart. I take heart to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet with the slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Gotta stop that man. Gotta stop that man. Stop me. Big wheel, big beaver, boiling hot with front on the steamer. Gotta stop, gotta stop, gotta stop that man.
Oh, I believe in you.
Don't let him be such a hero.
I believe in you.
You.
Robert Morse, I Believe in You. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Double songs sometimes borrow other songs everybody knows. On two occasions in The Music Man, Meredith Willson uses songs to demonstrate Harold Hill's quick wit. When the city council wants to investigate him, Hill teaches them barbershop harmony and gets them singing while he slips away. A comic plot song called Pick a Little, Talk a Little finds its way to Goodnight Ladies, and a love song called Will I Ever Tell You soon finds itself accompanied by Light a Rose. The ladies of the cast and the Buffalo Bills, and then Barbara Cook, and once again, the Buffalo Bills.
Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 cheep.
Professor, her kind of woman doesn't belong in any committee. Of course, I shouldn't tell you this, but she advocates dirty books.
Dirty books?
Chaucer, Rabelais, Bolder.
She made brazen overtures to a man who didn't have a friend in his town until she came here.
Oh, yes, that woman made brazen overtures with a gilt-edged guarantee. She had a golden glint in her eye and a silver voice with a counterfeit ring. Just melt her down and you'll reveal a lump of lead as cold as steel here, where a woman's heart should be.
He left River City, the library building, but he left all the books to her.
Chaucer.
Chapel bell chime, ding dong ding, at the least suggestion, I'll pop the question. Light a rose, I'm home again, Rose, without a sweetheart to my name. Light a rose, how everyone knows that I am hoping you're the same. So here is my love song, not fancy or fine.
Dream of now, dream of then.
Helen Raymond and the Ladies of River City, along with the Buffalo Bills, Pick a Little, Talk a Little, and Good Night, Ladies. And Barbara Cook, accompanied by the Buffalo Bills, Will I Ever Tell You, and Light a Rose. When Stephen Sondheim writes double songs, he brings the full complexity of his music and words to bear. In Follies, we trace dreams and their demise as we watch several couples in two incarnations, in their young adulthood and their middle age. Two of the couples, still young, sing in counterpoint about their dreams of the future. In Into the Woods, Sondheim tells three different fairy tales. When Red Riding Hood meets a hungry wolf, he persuades her to take a detour on her way to Granny's. You're gonna love tomorrow and love will see us through, and the mock sinister, Hello, Little Girl.
What will tomorrow bring, the pundits query?
Will it be cheery?
Will it be sad?
Will it be birds in spring or harakiri?
Don't worry, dearie.
Don't worry, lad.
I'll have our future suture whim, blue chip preferred.
Putting it in a synonym, perfect's the word.
We're in this thing together, aren't you glad? Day from now will be the best day you ever had. You're gonna love tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be with me.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna love tomorrow. I'm giving you my personal guarantee.
Say toodaloo to sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And fare thee well, ennui.
Bye bye.
You're gonna love tomorrow. As long as your tomorrow is spent with me.
Today was perfectly perfect, you say. Well, don't go away. Cause if you think you liked today, you're gonna love tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You stick around and see. Mm-hmm. And if you love tomorrow, and think of how it's gonna be. Tomorrow's what you're gonna have a lifetime with me.
Sally dear, now that we're man and wife, I will do wonders to make your life soul-stirring and free of care.
If we fight and we might, I'll concede. Furthermore, dear, should your ego need bolstering, I'll do my
But though I'll do my utmost to see you never frown,
and though I'll try to cut most of our expenses down,
I've some traits, I warn you, to which you'll have objections.
I do have a cornucopia of imperfections. I may burn the toast.
Oh, well, I may make a rotten host.
To tell.
But no matter what goes wrong, love will see us through till something better comes along. I may vex your folks.
Okay, I may interrupt your jokes.
You may, but if I come on too strong, love will see us through till something better comes along. I may play cards all night and come home at 3.
Just leave a light on the porch for me.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Hi.
Girls. Sally,
I may try,
you're gonna love
your
tomorrow.
Face.
Too. I may clutter around the sea, but the minute love can embrace, what nothing else can be.
Tomorrow's what you're gonna have, the love of what you're gonna have, the hate of what you're gonna have, the love of what you're gonna have.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
Mm. look at that flesh, pink and plump. Hello, little girl. Tender and fresh, not one lump. Hello, little girl. This one's especially lush, delicious. Hello, little girl, what's your rush? You're missing all the flowers. The sun won't set for hours. Take your time.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled.
But slow, little girl, hark and hush. The birds are singing sweetly. You'll miss the birds completely. You're traveling so fleetly. Grandmother first, then Miss Plump. What a delectable couple. Ah, to perfection, one brittle, one supple, one moment,
Mother
my
said,
dear.
May fall the path and never stray.
Just so, little girl, any path, so many worth exploring. Just one would be so boring. And look what you're ignoring. Think of those crisp, aging bones, then something fresh on the palate. Think of that scrumptious carnality twice in one day. There's no possible way to describe what you feel when you're talking to your meal.
Mother said not to stray, still I suppose a small delay. Granny might like a fresh bouquet. Goodbye, Mr. Wolf.
Goodbye, little girl. And hello.
Virginia Sandefur and Kurt Peterson, You're Gonna Love Tomorrow, Marty Rolfe and Harvey Evans, Love Will See Us Through, and Robert Westenberg and Danielle Furland, Hello, Little Girl. Revues were popular on Broadway through the 1940s, and then along came television. They continued to appear off-Broadway, though, providing comments on the fads and follies of the day, and especially the cohabiting habits of New Yorkers. Act One of this show explores the ups and downs of city romances. Act Two is about characters for whom love has soured, but they have a chance for a new start. From Act Two of Starting Here, Starting Now, a rousing soft shoe with Lonnie Ackerman, Marjorie Cohen, and George Lee Andrews. This is One Step.
Took myself one step, one tentative one step, and suddenly, wow! High life has stepped into my life. I never would try life, but look at me now. World become splendid, unhappiness ended the moment I flew, and I took myself one step, one high step in one step, and taking this one step, I won't stop with two. Myself one step, one tentative one step, and suddenly, whoa! High life has stepped into my life. I never would try life, but look at me. Become splendid, unhappiness ended the moment I flew.
was one of those days I spent in a haze. I mean, I was just moping around. And while I was moping, I happened to open a closet, and look what I found. A flat sort of ring. I fingered the thing and pressed it, and suddenly, I've never been one for flipping my lid, but I gotta tell you that flip it I did. Now, I am not the type to go putting on hats. I'm certainly not a guy who was hot to be laughed at in white tie and spats. But suddenly clear, a voice in my ear was starting to say to me, jerk, you don't have to sing, you don't have to dance, but nothing will happen till you take a chance. I mean, I'm putting this on my head. I looked in the mirror and said, I said, mirror, if you don't tell, I promise that I won't tell. What the hell? And I took myself one step, one positive one step, and taking this one step, I won't stop with
two. Folks are very theatrically wise, so I know this news won't come as the slightest surprise. But just in case you're in doubt as to whether or not, or whether,
this is one of the songs with two choirs where both of them go together.
It was one of those days I spent in a haze. I mean, I was just moping around. And while I was moping, I happened to open a closet, and look what I found. A black sort of ring. I fingered the thing and pressed it, and suddenly, been one for flipping my lid, but I gotta tell you that flipping I did. Now I am not the type to go putting on hats. I'm certainly not a guy who was hot to be laughed at in white tie and spats. But suddenly clear, a voice in my ear was starting to say to me, jerk, you don't have to sing, you don't have to dance, but nothing will happen till you take a chance. When did my world become splendid?
From David Shire and Richard Maltby Jr.'s score to Starting Here, Starting Now, One Step. Double songs everywhere. So to end the hour, a departure. First to the movies and then to TV. From the movie Neptune's Daughter, the first song is an overlapping call and response in the service of seduction, while the second song makes fun of double songs, as Ernie tries to convince Bert to sing along, but Bert remains adamant. Johnny Mercer and Margaret Whiting with Baby It's Cold Outside, and Bert and Ernie, I Refuse to Sing Along.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors pour. Might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I'm moving
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside. I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome
how
has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
delicious. My brother will be there at the
door. Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in play.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really
died,
can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt. Ooh, baby,
but it's cold outside.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on his pony. Ah, I love taking my bath, peace and quiet, all alone, and called it macaroni. Oh, 2, 3.
Hi, buddy, Bert.
Oh, hi, Ernie. Hey, will you close the door? Ernie, there's a draft.
Hold just a second, Bert.
Ernie, what are you doing? You can't push the piano through the bathroom door.
Why, sure I can, Bert. Watch. See?
Ernie? What are you doing with a piano in the bathroom?
Well, Bert, I heard you singing in the tubby there.
Yeah?
And so I thought I would just come in and sing along.
I don't want you to sing along. I want you to get out.
But, you know, everybody sounds better singing in the bathroom, you know?
I don't want the piano in here, Ernie.
Well, sure, Bert. What's a sing-along without a piano?
It's me. That's what it is. Alone.
Listen to that, Bert.
Stop that playing.
Doesn't that sound
Stop
nice?
Stop it right now.
Doesn't it just make you want to sing along?
Makes me want to see you out of here.
No, Bert.
Come
listen.
On.
Gee, Bert.
What?
It's so much fun.
No, it's not.
I know you'll like it.
I won't like it.
Once you've begun.
I won't begin. Ernie, I've got to wash my hair. I've got to scrub my toes.
Bert.
What?
Could have a ball.
No way.
If I could get you to sing at all.
No, I refuse to sing along. I won't.
But, Bert.
So please don't ask me if I want to, because I don't.
Pretty please.
Although for you, I would do almost anything.
Really?
Along is one way which I do not want to sing.
But listen, oh buddy, it will make you happy when you start to sing a snappy little number that will bounce you right along.
No.
Like Farmer in the Dell or Old MacDonald had a farmer, maybe what's the name of that song?
No.
So if you use a lot of voice, you'll love it that you've got a voice, and even if the notes you sing are wrong,
Ernie,
you'll do a favor for us if you lift your voice in chorus for a swinging sing-along song. It will make you happy when you start to sing a snappy little number that will bounce you right along.
So please don't ask me
if I want to, cause I don't. Like Farmer in the Dell or Old MacDonald had a farmer, maybe what's the name of that song? So if you use a lot of voice, you'll love it that you've got a voice, and even if the notes you sing are wrong, you'll do a favor for us if you lift your voice in chorus for a swinging sing-along song.
Ernie.
Please, Bert.
What?
You'll like it, too.
No, I won't.
We'll sing together. Just me and you.
No, I refuse to sing along, that's it. And in the bathtub, it's ridiculous. I quit. That's that. That's that.
Gee, Bert, that was wonderful.
Oh, Ernie, come on. Now get out of here. Just take your piano and go away. Leave me alone.
But, Bert.
Ernie.
Someone's at the door.
Well, go see who it is and lock yourself out.
Johnny Mercer and Margaret Whiting, Baby, It's Cold Outside, and Bert and Ernie, I Refuse to Sing Along. Nobody else refused. That's why we have a body of double songs that reveal character, move plot, and entertain. Always they entertain. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.